somebody, like me, came into town, I don't know if you've ever seen him before, you say he's a...
Stranger?
Or what about, a person who comes in from another country, you call him a...
Foreigner.
Would you ever call a person a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
Just out of state or something, you know, we'll just jokingly call them foreigners.
Oh, foreigner? Did they say foreigner or...
Foreigner, sometimes foreigner.
Let me ask you, about some women's names, could you give me just a few that begin with the letter M, first name?
Mary, Margaret, Martha, Mildred.
What about N?
N, Nelly, and, I don't know if I remember the N.
Okay, well, what about a boy's name that began with B?
Bert, Bob. Of course, that's short for Robert, really? And all, you know, but they call him that anyway. Some of them just name him that, you know.
What about some people call a male goat this? Call it a what kind of goat?
Billy.
Billy goat. Mm-hmm. What about a man's name that begins with M? Like, for instance, in the Bible, the four Gospels, there's Mark, Luke, John, and Matt would be short for
Matthew.
Ever heard any old-fashioned term for a woman who teaches school?
School-marm. Marm.
Is that used?
Yeah.
Still used? Would anybody be more likely to use it than somebody else?
Well, the older people. The older people, because the kids would just call them school teachers or, you know, teacher.
How would you address a married woman whose last name is Cooper? You'd say that's...
Mrs. Cooper. M-R-S, and I don't like that M-S.
That's supposed to be pronounced Ms., I think. I'd been saying Ms. before they ever came out with that. Or Mrs., you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of anybody describe, say, a preacher who really wasn't trained to be a preacher, really not very good at it, just does it on the side? Have you ever heard them called anything in particular? Any kind of expression I use somewhere like that.
Mm-mm.
You ever heard people talk about a jackleg preacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is that description that I gave you?
Just not very good. Maybe hadn't been to school and he just doing that, you know, working and just preaching on the side, just a jackleg preacher.
Well, can you have a jackleg anything else? Just restricted teacher.
No, I think it could be called something else, maybe like a teacher or something.
Jack Lee lawyer?
Yeah, lawyer.
What about another woman's name begins with an S?
Sally? Stella? Samantha?
And you mentioned Sally, that's usually a nickname for...
Sarah.
What about if your father had a brother named William, that would be your...
Uncle Bill.
Or if you wanted to use his given name, that would be?
Uncle William.
What if he had one named John? That would be your?
Uncle John.
In the war between the North and the South, what is that called?
Civil War.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Between the states?
War between the states.
My grandmother was a little girl during that time, and they had been living up there, like I said, at the end of the avenue, you know, where that big church is, the Catholic church. And they moved, and they sold that place, and they moved way out here on North 6th Street. And it was just all woods out in there. And my grandmother was redheaded, and her hair was curly. And she had a pony, and she was keeping it out there in the woods. Well, the bushwhackers, the soldiers come by.